Hi there, this is Paula Jones from Sugarbox Coaching. Welcome to this audio blog entitled Coaching, Trickery, Therapy and Other Myths and Misnomers. So, coaching, what a load of old hooey. If you can't sort it out yourself, what hope is there for you? I'm not paying a life coach to sort my head out. I'm not paying a life coach to tell me what I already know. I'm not paying a life coach to tell me there's a problem and let me work it out for myself. As a personal development coach, I get to hear all of these things and more, and they're often thrown around with the term life coach, spat out as if allegedly this is what we are. I quite like the term life coach. But anyway, I thought I'd answer a few of these things and tell you what I believe life coaching or personal development coaching is and what it isn't. So, firstly, starting with what coaching is. Coaching is a really fantastic self-directed process. And by that means we get to ask you questions and you gain insight. And these insights are yours and yours alone. And I should also clarify something at this point. I used to be the world's biggest skeptic when it came to coaching. I don't think I ever said it was a load of rubbish, but I didn't think it was for me. And once I began to mellow and getting a bit older, I started to see the value in it. But honestly, when I did my training, I was astonished at the things that I learned about myself in the coaching sessions that took place and what I was prepared to say. So all of these things just came tumbling out of my brain and to the coach that was coaching me at the time, and I was really astonished. And, you know, I wasn't going in there thinking, yay, I'm going to spill the beans to anyone who asks. But I gained loads and loads of insight, and I did that due to the skillful questioning from the coaches on the course. Really good coaching works with the brain being engaged and the limbic system stimulated. This is the part of your brain that takes care of your emotional responses. And in conjunction with the prefrontal cortex, which is the bit at the front of your head, you know, when you get a pressure headache or a stress headache, it's that bit there. In conjunction with that, it helps you with decision making, and put those two together and you've got a really responsive and discerning system for receiving and interacting with coaching. Coaching involves asking questions, lots of questions, and this helps you as the coachee to determine what you want and how you can commit to making changes. Coaching can involve giving advice, and it's nice to know that our coaches know what they're talking about through personal experience. However, the coach doesn't have an agenda for you, so your action plans are yours. Coaching also means that you're accountable, so you're accountable for your actions. You agree to take actions that have been worked out between you and your coach, and that means that you make real progress. And coaching entails setting real goals and has a measurement system in place for those goals, so they're not wishy-washy. And also, we don't aim low. We set outrageous goals because there's something worth working towards. Now, what coaching isn't therapy. I don't wear a white coat. Coaching can be therapeutic, and there's a difference. Coaches don't trick you into giving what you think is the right answer. Now, if the right answers fall into place, that's because you've had questions put to you that guide you to think, and I mean really think, not to steer you into a favourable answer. I've got a psychological background. That doesn't mean I'm analysing you. Coaching isn't for everyone, there's no doubt about it. However, not everyone who has coaching feels that they need it, but they definitely want the problem-solving, pain relief, freedom and drive that it gives. And it's a great position to be in, to have guidance in how to think through a situation, to engage the prefrontal cortex and the limbic system, and put them together in a set of actions that will gain commitment and see through a really positive change. So what's not to like? Having a life coach is not a sign of weakness, and coaching isn't this amorphous pretense at gaining control that it's sometimes portrayed to be. Some people want guidance and to see what they know from a different perspective. The clarity of distance that a coach has from us makes this possible. Coaching isn't wishy-washy hippie thinking, yeah baby, quote unquote. I couldn't bring myself to charge someone for that, and I want, and my clients want, real, measurable results, and that's what we get. Thank you for listening to this. I'm Paula from Sugarbox Coaching. Feel free to connect with me online at facebook.com/sugarboxcoaching. On Twitter, I am Sugarbox Coach, or come and check out the website on www.sugarboxcoaching.com, where you can book yourself in for a free consultation with me. Until next time.